Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh. Kane Radio, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
22 minutes after 10 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee time. My pleasure once again to welcome back Marty Harrell, host of Positively Iberia, to introduce us to today's panel. Marty, good morning to you.
Can y'all hear me okay?
I'm hearing you.
Sounded like an airplane was taking off in the background. Maybe that's my air conditioner. It does that. Can you believe we're running the air conditioner today? Anyway, regardless, you know, today marks 1 year since the World Health Organization officially declared the coronavirus outbreak as a global pandemic. And this is considered day one of what we came to know as the new normal. Now, none of us really knew what that was going to mean when the day began, but it wasn't long after that schools and businesses and workplaces began shutting down. Many of these changes happened gradually, and next week we'll take a closer look at Iberia Parish 1 year in. But this week we're going to learn more about a program that brings together key decision makers from Louisiana-based small businesses for a year of collaboration and growth, the CEO Roundtables. But let's meet today's panel who can tell us all about this and more. Good morning, Daryl. Welcome from Baton Rouge.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here with you today.
Introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Daryl Johnson, Program Manager of our Small Business Services Department at Louisiana Economic Development. Born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, by way of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I currently reside. It's a pleasure to be here with you all today to talk about LED CEO Roundtables program.
Awesome. And a couple of, I'm going to call them graduates for lack of a better word. And Heidi, say hello. Tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Heidi Martin. I am a graduate of last year's cohort, which was very interesting due to the pandemic. And I am working at Prologue, which is a family-owned business, so I'm the CEO-elect of the company.
Awesome. And JD, the Chief Nut Officer, good morning.
Well, good morning, Marty, and thank you for having me this morning. My name is JD Regard, and I am the CNO, Chief Nut Officer of Cane River Pecan Company, located here in New Iberia.
Right down the street from the Chamber and the Cane studio, so that's awesome. And joining us back again, good morning, Miss Janet.
Good morning, Janet Falk Gonzalez with the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce.
Well, you know, Janet, let's get started because you've got some latest and breaking information from the Chamber, right?
Got some updates for sure, yes.
Okay, well, go for it. It's your turn.
Go for it. Okay, for February, we are very excited to celebrate 6 new members, which is Pedro's Taco and Tequila Bar. That's got to be fun. El Paso Mexican Grill and Stepco Products. And Stepco is one of the businesses for whom we signed certificates of origin, supporting them in their international trade business. They specialize in seals, gaskets, U-boats, and special coatings to protect from the environment. Bayou Lit Bikes, a brand new business on Main Street here, is with us, as well as Believe Iberia Counseling, which was started by a young man who was in the Leadership Iberia class last year. And I'd just like to say that since we were talking about COVID before the show, and during the COVID situation, we started doing Facebook Live for our ribbon cuttings. And Jawoski Deal, the lead counselor at Believe Iberia Counseling, had a reach of 10,000 for his ribbon cutting with 991 engagements.
Wow.
And 65 shares. So he, you know, a lot more people knew about his opening than they would have if we were just doing the on-site ones the way we had traditionally done. So there are some good things that we learned from COVID. And then the 6 businesses, Yahweh Word of Faith, and they're a ministry actually in Baldwin. So we add that to the 5 members that we got in January. So we're 11 members stronger than we were before, and very excited about that. There's about 6 more working on their paperwork now. So We're all about strengthening the chamber, which strengthens the voice of business in the community. I'm also happy to share that the chamber has a new 501c3 nonprofit that is now fully established. It's real. And the name of that organization is the Greater Iberia Community Connection. We developed it for the sole purpose of supporting the chamber's quality of life programs. As the type of nonprofit that the chamber is not, many times not eligible for grant opportunities. But we do a lot of quality of life work, and having this new 501c3 will make us eligible for that stream of funding. So we're looking forward to that. That board is led by the current chamber exec board plus 3 to 5 members who are alumni of the leadership program but are not currently serving on the board. So very excited about that. I don't think I've been on the show since we have optimistically announced that we will be doing an on-site gumbo cook-off this year. That's our plan, so we're moving ahead at great speed with that. It'll be our traditional weekend of October 9th and 10th. And because the visibility for the virtual event last year was so over the top, we're going to incorporate a virtual experience again this year. I'm just going to do a little segue here to make sure that I've shared this information. So the countries that engaged with us last year in the virtual experience outside of the U.S. was the United Kingdom, Canada, China, Finland, India, Luxembourg, the Philippines, Portugal, and Brazil.
Wow.
Now they know New Iberia World Championship Gumbo Cook-Off. And within the U.S., of course, our biggest engagement came from our neighbors in Texas. Oregon was a big one, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, and California. So we were all over the place last year when we were stuck at home. What about that? We have done a live cooking demonstration for a couple of years that's been popular, so we're going to integrate the virtual with that live, and we're working on the details behind that right now. But I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and again, a new way to promote our community. We are sort of beta testing a new kind of membership this year, and we're calling that category of members our resiliency partners. And the businesses that I've talked to so far have welcomed this opportunity. It creates a lot more visibility for the new members, and so that's another exciting shift that's happening within our chamber. And, of course, my favorite, Leadership Iberia, I have to say, always love when I get to talk about that. And we are in an interesting situation in that we're actually in the process of graduating our 2020 class still. Their graduation has been set for March 26th, so they will be alumni after March 26th. And looking forward to that experience for them. And Class 23, which is the 2021 class, has had their opening retreat and move into their team building. I think it's next week, actually. So that's it in a nutshell. Marty, we appreciate everything you did with News 15 on their week in Iberia Parish, and for making all that binge watchable, which I know you'll share later on.
Yes, absolutely. That's down the. And speaking of binge watching, we want to remind our radio listeners that if you'd like a peek behind the curtain of this radio panel, we're recording the Zoom, and we'll find it. We'll post it up on the Positively Iberia Facebook page later today so you can see us on the radio. So Janet mentioned the Leadership Iberia program, and I'm a proud graduate of Leadership Class 14, 2012, you know, 2 years off the number and the whatever. But, yeah, it works. And to my thinking, the leadership programs and the CEO roundtables require similar dedication and time commitments and other similar benefits on a very different level. I will say that. So, Daryl, you're the expert on this. Let's get some of those FAQs out of the way. The first thing being, what are the CEO roundtables?
Well, Louisiana Economic Development CEO Roundtables program, it brings together 15 to 18 key decision makers from Louisiana small businesses. They meet over 10 times over the course of a year to work on their business rather than in their business. primarily working in a collaborative space with other like-minded individuals. I like to call it, and I know JD and Heidi can appreciate this, a therapy session, if you will, for small business owners, because we find that most of us go through the same things within our business with growth challenges, operations, managing people, growing your business, et cetera, and you're from different walks of life, in addition to being from different points of industry. So particularly these folks get together to work on their business. We bring in expert speakers. It's led by an experienced facilitator within each region across the state. But it's an opportunity for our small businesses to connect with each other and learn from each other.
It's kind of like the old adage, everybody's in the same storm. We're just in different boats.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, how is it? It's, you qualified by being in an eligible company, correct?
Sure. That's correct.
Explain that.
From the eligibility standpoint, when we talk about annual revenues, these companies are what we call second stage companies. You know, you go through your early stages, you go through your first stage, and now you're at second stage. You're looking to scale. You're looking to grow. You have at least $600,000 in annual revenue and employing at least 5 full-time equivalent employees. There's a, you know, additionally, we are understanding of the COVID-19 and pandemic that has occurred over the course of this year. Marty, you mentioned we're 1 year from the initial declaration of a pandemic. So we've included that question on the application to understand how were Louisiana small businesses affected with COVID-19. And if that's affected your annual sales and revenue or employees, feel free to put that on the application so that we can understand, you know, what happened to you within your business to cause, you know, any type of rifts, if you will.
So that revenue figure can flux a little bit because of COVID this year, right?
Yes, it certainly depends. It's something that we can look at. There's a regional vetting committee that looks at each application, and we seat 15 to 18 companies. So that's something we take into consideration.
Awesome. And if your company qualifies, does that automatically mean you can be in the program?
No, not at all. you know, eligibility itself is just a window to get you into the vetting process. But this program is a very popular program, especially within the Acadiana region. We get a lot of companies that apply to the program, but we're only able to seat 15 to 18 companies who apply to this program. These companies are selected to be a part of this distinguished group who then go through this year-long process to work on their business to help them accelerate their growth a lot faster than what they would normally do.
And we talked about this a little bit before we went on the air. It's free if you're selected, right? But,
exactly.
dot.
Exactly. It's free, but it's really about the time that you put into this program. It really is a requirement of your time and dedication, you know, such as Leadership of Iberia, you know, things of that nature. Those are programs that are geared towards helping you become a better person. And in this case, with the CEO Roundtable, is helping you become a better CEO and a better business. I know, JD, you can speak to that time involvement that you've put in to the program, as well as Heidi. But, you know, just hearing it from, you know, you all's perspective and what you got out of it is just very beneficial.
Well, I'm always looking for an opportunity to better myself as a leader at my organization. And you often find that even though you're making decisions all day long, and you see people all day long as a leader of your organization, you really are in an isolated position many times. And so this opportunity to meet some other CEOs not only gave you the reflection during the course of the year to think about your business, but it gave you an extended network of people that you could call on even after the program was over. I was a graduate of the 2017 class, and I have talked to several of my classmates since we finished the program at the end of 2017. So it kind of gives you a little bit of an opportunity to reach out to these folks for many years afterwards, and that's a refreshing thing. Some of us have actually done some business together as well. So it's more than just the 1 year that you're spending with these very talented and dedicated people. I just find that as a business leader, if you don't always want to improve yourself, if you don't always want to learn more, then you're really not doing yourself or your company anything positive, actually.
It's kind of like the fraternity, sorority, the Miss America type of thing. Once you've been through, you have friends, colleagues, and resources for life, right?
Well, no doubt about it, and I'll let Heidi weigh in as well in a moment here. I've always taken like the Leadership Lafayette program, Leadership Louisiana program, CEO Roundtable. I'm involved in Louisiana Tourism Leadership Academy right now, which is also a statewide program. I just love these type of programs. I think you get a chance to really open yourself up, learn more about our community, our region, our state, and meet people along the way that have a vested interest in the state and the businesses of this state, always putting their best foot forward. And in that light, I think it's vital that companies recognize this. And for the programs that are free, you should take advantage of them. And for the programs that are not free, but it costs a couple of $1,000s, it's worth it as well. So all of these programs really benefit the CEOs and the companies that they lead. But Heidi, you might want to weigh in on your experience.
Absolutely, because one of the unique parts of my experience was that I am not yet the CEO. This is a family-owned business, and my mother, who is also a graduate of this program, is going to be retiring. And so there's some fear there, of what should I do. And the thing that Daryl said that really is important is that this program allows you to work on your business, not in your business. And that's important that you step back and you look at it, because one of the things that will kill a business quickly is the words, we've always done it this way. And this is an opportunity for businesses to step back and take a look at things like creating a mission statement and get some peer-to-peer critiques and examples. For example, each of the companies, and this might scare some people, but don't let it scare you, does a case study, and you present things that are going on in your company and present them to the class, and you get their feedback on things that that could make it better and work things out. For example, my company, family-owned business, I was very pleasantly surprised that there were several other individuals in class who also had family-owned businesses, because that presents a unique set of challenges when you're working with family and then you're going home and when are you an employee, when are you family? And I got a lot of really good advice on how to maintain both family and business. Also got a lot of great contacts because, as I said, our class was the one that was interrupted basically by COVID. We stopped meeting in person and had several Zoom meetings. At the very beginning, it was very difficult for everybody to get things like masks and sanitizer and things like that for your businesses. Well, several of the people in our business, in our roundtable, were in the medical industry. So I was able to get access to masks and sanitizer and stuff like that through some of the other members in the class. And as JD said, there are a couple of them that we've established business relationships with, either together or I was able to put them with somebody else I know to hook them up with, I know somebody who does that and you're in need of this. Let me hook y'all up and then come together. And they were able to successfully work together. And I think that networking is probably one of the most valuable things that you get out, because as Daryl said, after this, you're not only a part of this, you are a part of the whole entire graduate system. And that's a great resource.
And one awesome, Heidi. One of the things I think that I learned today I didn't realize is you're in a safe and non-competitive environment, right, Daryl?
Certainly. We make sure and we ensure that we have confidentiality across the board within the program. In addition to that, we make sure that there are no competitors in the room. So we go through a very thorough process when we vet each one of our companies that are applying to this program. You know, Heidi, you touched on something where you talked about the network that you all are a part of once you graduate from this program. Primarily, I get questions of Daryl, what's next? You know, we want to continue, et cetera. You know, I want to keep meeting with these folks. These folks are great. Yeah, you can do that outside of the program. However, there what we call a pipeline that we create for our small businesses, whereby JD and Heidi are both members of the LED Growth Network, which is an alumni group that comprises of over 500 companies, Louisiana-based small businesses that represent and employ 17,500 full-time equivalent employees across the state, and they represent $3.5 billion in annual revenue. 500 companies, 500 small businesses that we've recognized in the state of Louisiana that participated in our high growth programs, and we know that there's a ton more of small businesses in here, but those words and those metrics really speak home when you hear Governor Everett say that small business is the backbone of our economy. That's 500 companies that represent so much of a large impact on Louisiana's economy. I just wanted to make sure that I highlighted that, but just know that we make sure and we ensure that you understand that you are not alone, and there are various resources that are here to help you throughout that process.
The other thing, again, can you kind of let everybody know what the time commitment, you know, time is money, especially when you're in a C-level position. Sure. Let's talk about the time investment that they're looking at if they're going to go through this program.
Certainly. I can speak from the program itself. And Heidi, you mentioned a very important thing. You all were in person and switched to, the Zoom in the middle of the program due to COVID-19 and the pandemic that hit. We are, and I want to make sure that everyone understands this, we are intending to go in person for this next cohort. The application period closes on the 31st of March.
Right.
So go ahead and fill out the application. If you have any questions, call me. From a standpoint of time commitment, again, it's about working on your business rather than in your business. Our companies particularly spend 4 hours per session. So they meet once per month for a total of 4 hours to work on your business rather than in your business. Primarily, we've been shifting some of the time frames and maybe 2.5 hours or 3 hours. But essentially, be prepared to work a half day one time per month to work on your business rather than in your business. I can say that until I'm blue in the face. But JD, you've been through it. You've understood the importance of taking that time to work on your business rather than being in your business.
And, well, and talk day, talk about homework, too, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Well, to kind of elaborate a little bit more on that point, Daryl, I don't think there's any more valuable time than putting that kind of 4 hours in a month. It was a very small commitment at the end of the day when you really think about the value that you get to have as a result of it. And one of the things that I did when I was in the program, I challenged all of my classmates to come to the meeting and leave their cell phones and their laptops in their cars or at their offices and really come in with an opportunity to clear your plate. Don't have any business distractions in front of you for those 4 hours and really get the most out of this opportunity. And I think we had like almost 99% of the folks in our room, the 14 to 17 folks, they did just that. So the minute we stepped into that room, that conference room that we used in Lafayette, those 10 sessions, it was an amazing opportunity to just really cut yourself off from any distractions, any text messages, any emails, any electronic watches beeping, just to focus completely on the task at hand and to isolate yourself for those 4 hours, which, like I said, is a very small amount of time in the grand scheme of things.
And a valuable investment long run.
Absolutely. I mean, it was free. The state of Louisiana, as a taxpayer in the state of Louisiana, we can easily sometimes get on the state of Louisiana about certain things that we're not happy with. But I have to say, if you're willing to look a little deeper, there is some programming that goes on in this state that is at every business person's fingertips. And the resources are online. All you have to do is spend a little time digging, and you'll be amazed about how many things the state is willing to offer businesses, to incentivize businesses, whether it's grants that we've received for our building on downtown Main Street, or whether it's the historic tax credits that we took advantage of, or the facade grant that we've taken advantage of, or the CEO roundtable that we've taken advantage of. And just recently, I needed some help with some property, and LSU Ag Center was able to help us with some free resources. So it's out there. And, you know, it's a great way to kind of recoup some of the taxes we've paid into the system. And it's something that people need to be aware of. There are programs out there to help small businesses, and it's our job to take advantage of them.
And, you know, JD, to that point, I'll give a little plug to the chamber. There's a lot of resources that when you go to a chamber, you can get them and go to the website of the chamber, go to the website of LED, find out these things, and you have some really great opportunities to grow your business even in this very difficult time.
And if you chamber, and to that point, too, Heidi, you know, the chamber is there for a reason. Don't be afraid to knock on the door or walk through the front door of your Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. And, right. And Janet and her staff, or whether it's another chamber in another parish or another city, that's what they're there for. They're there to be a resource. And if you say, look, I'm new, or I got a new idea, or I'm thinking about doing X, they're there to provide a pathway for you and to provide information about what the state can do to help you as well.
Janet, exactly. You want to speak to that for a moment? You're on mute, dear.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Thank y'all for the plug. So, and to that point, for the first stage businesses, since we're talking about second stage, sort of with CEO roundtables, first stage, the UL Business Center has amazing trainings going on right now, and we're partnering them, and we're pushing out their schedule. Every week we do an update of what they're offering, and it's how to write a business plan. It's how to maximize your social media, it's how to build an inexpensive website, human resources, whatever you need. And it's there. It's virtual. You don't have to go anywhere. It's free. You know, you can strengthen your business by taking these courses. And we really are pushing hard on that this year.
And I noticed, you know, Janet, I noticed in the scheduling that some of them are being repeated on the weekend for people that are doing their, still have their day gigs going on, but they're looking to get their side gig or their new business going. I thought that was awesome too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know, may I add, you know, Janet, you added a great point. You talk about, you know, Heidi Malonza and her team there, ULL Small Business Development Center, really honing in on the ecosystem and the partners that are in this region. You know, when we talk about One Acadiana delivers the LED CEO Roundtables program for us. You know, we couldn't do this alone without our partners. So I definitely wanted to highlight our partners at the SBDC, One Acadiana, Troy, what he's doing there, as well as Rebecca and her team. You know, we really appreciate their input and really helping us be a best practice, if you will. I'm not sure if you all are aware, but LED Small Business Team was recently, you know, as of a year and a half, 2 years ago, we were dubbed number one nationally and internationally for the small business suite of programs that we deliver to the state of Louisiana. So, JD, you're right. Some of these programs and, you know, program is not available in other states. They're still building those things. But we have this right here in our backyard for our Louisiana small businesses. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our partners that are part of this effort and that help us make this a best practice.
That's awesome. I want to check in real quick with Jeff. How are we doing on time, sir?
We're in real good shape. We can probably go till 5-7 after today.
Okay, great. That makes it good. I just want to make sure we're not stepping on anybody and can go from there, because I'm sure that Daryl has some more information you want to share with us about Roundtable. Before we get away, though, tell everybody how and where to get the information, to check it out, all that other sort of good stuff, and we'll put these links in our, in case you missed it after the show as well. But how do they get in touch with you and ask more questions and apply and do all that good stuff?
Sure thing. You can apply to the program by visiting www.opportunitylouisiana.com. /CEO-roundtables. That is a mouthful, but we'll be sure to provide that link to you. In addition to clicking the button to apply to the program, it's a very quick questionnaire on the application. You fill out a few things about your business, about you personally, and once we receive it, we'll definitely get back to you by June 15th. You know, is our date that we get back to all of our companies to let on or before, might I add, by June 15th, to let you know what your status is and if you were accepted into the program. In addition to that, my contact information, I can be reached at 225-342-4680. That is my direct line to my office. Feel free to give me a call if you have any questions about the program. And we'll also provide my email address, which is my first name, Darrell, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, period, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, the number 2@LA.gov.
And I'll tell you this, Marty. First of all, you can Google CEO Roundtable Louisiana and find it instantly. So yep. That's not quite the mouthful. So that's CEO Roundtable Louisiana. And I wanted to also mention this, you know, when the people, you need to understand that this is a really professionally run roundtable group. I mean, we had two really seasoned moderators that ran this program. I mean, it's not just 17 people coming together for 4 hours and kind of aimlessly trying to get through the morning. This thing is structured. This thing is designed. This thing is moderated professionally. You are going to get a lot out of this program. Especially if you decide up front that you are going to go in open-minded and you are not going to miss a class. Now, we're talking about 10 classes over 1 year, 4 hours a class. This is not a big commitment. And the return on investment is huge. And anybody in leadership in your organization, be it the owner or other executives, they should encourage you to do this because it'll make you grow as an individual.
Darrell, you mentioned that this is basically for anyone C-level or equivalent in their company, in their company. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the CEO or, like in JD's case, the CNO. but Heidi, your position at Prologue is
the CEO elect. You know, whenever my mom retires, I will be taking over the company, which has been pushed off a little bit by COVID. But
right, yeah. So I would assume you get the CFOs and occasionally, and,
sure.
and you know, it could be finance.
It boils down to if you are a person or C-suite level executive within your company who's able to immediately implement certain things within your business without reporting to another person, you know, that is the person that we're looking for to be in the program. Heidi, JD, you can both attest to that. You know, some of the things that are talked about within our sessions within the CEO Roundtables program require immediate action in some cases, but also long-term strategy, et cetera. So if you are a partner in a firm, a partner in a company, and you have decision-making capabilities, this program is exactly geared for you.
I'm going to put our panel on the spot, maybe. I'm not sure. Is there maybe one thing that you can share that you took away from a roundtable session that you immediately put to work, if you can share it? Heidi, any ideas?
Yes. You know, in a family business, you tend to start things up and fly by the seat of your pants kind of thing. But the more structured, let's plan things, a long-term planning and those kind of things we immediately put into place. And that was really good. Even something as simple as make sure that on my organizational chart, I was not listed as as over anybody. I was just listed off to the side, and they said, no, as you know, you need to change up your organizational chart and make it clear to the employees that you are, I guess, over or a responsible person above, you know, whatever. And so that's another thing that we did. And that was just a real simple change, but it communicated such an important thing that hey, this is the plan. This is what's going to happen. So those were two things we did immediately.
And JD, you got
one of the things that I realized by participating in programs like this is that as a CEO, or in my case, CNO of a company, it is really important that you take some time to be reflective. And, you know, we feel like we have to be doing something at all hours of the day, every day of the week, and it's not necessarily so. You need thinking time. You need to get the people beneath you who are delegated with certain jobs. You need to have a trust factor so you trust that they're getting the job done. So you can really be thinking about the strategy, the long-term strategy of your company. And I find the older I get and the longer I've been doing this, that is vital. So the idea of just taking a step back and taking in this program was proof positive to me, again, that taking time to reflect on your business quietly with other professionals that are dealing with some of the very same issues that you're dealing with is extraordinarily important for the growth and the success.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to come back. I want to just get a few little quick announcements in that are not related, and if we have some more time, we'll do a quick around the table. Janet mentioned this earlier, a full video playlist of the 40-plus, that's 40 segments of the March 1 through 5 News 15 Today with Al Hebert featuring Iberia Parish is on the Positively Iberia Facebook page. And that's the 11 o'clock chime. Pick your faves or binge watch the whole thing. It's all there for your viewing pleasure. And thanks again to Alan Adam and to all the great local folks who got up early, really early, to help us put our collective best foot forward. And volunteers are needed to help plant 25 trees along Hopkins Street in the West End Cultural District this Saturday, the 13th, from 11 to 1. They're gathering at the corner of Hopkins and Robinson. For more information or to volunteer, you can contact Dee Dee Johnson Reed at 404-831-2988. A special thanks to Lisa Hewland, the Iberia Soil and Water Conservation District, and Apache for making the beautification project possible. And don't forget that the Shadows Plein Air competition gets started Saturday with the competitors' quick draw event. The plein air painters will be outdoors in the shadows on the Tesh Gardens and along Main Street and other areas for visitors to view, and they'll be around painting around outdoors through the 19th. You will be able to bid on some of the paintings that are going to be created here in Iberia Parish starting on Sunday. Some of those that are in the quick draw will be in the biddingforgood.com/shadowsonthetesh. And there'll be more added as the artists complete them, so you can check back. Remember that funds from the arts that sold during plein air helps raise money for the Shadows and their art education program. Okay, that's all the announcements I have. So we do have a couple minutes. Let's go around the table real quick. Daryl, again, how to get in touch with you, et cetera, et cetera. And also to our panelists, please, by all means, give a little plug for your business.
Awesome. Again, I can be reached by phone 225-342-4680. That is my direct line. Visit opportunitylouisiana.com, or in the words of JD, Google CEO Roundtables Louisiana, and you will easily find it. Thank you for that quick plug, JD. But again, I want to thank the Chamber for inviting us. I want to thank Jeff, Positively Iberia, and Marty. I want to thank you all for inviting LED to come and talk about the various programs and the great things that are coming out of this program within the community and servicing the small business. I would be also remiss if I did not mention this program has graduated 349 small businesses across the state of Louisiana.
Wow.
Who've added 1,600 jobs. over the course of, you know, inception. This program has been around for, 7 to 8 years. So it's a positive impact that is, continuously had on Louisiana's based small business to help them, increase and accelerate their growth. So thank you for your time today, Marty. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Janet and Jeff.
We'll do it again. We'll definitely do it again.
Most definitely.
Okay, Ms. Heidi?
Well, I certainly appreciate it as well, Marty. Prologue, something about our business. We manufacture blast-resistant portable buildings, primarily in the oil field, but we've been branched out into a couple of other industries, which is great. But the really interesting two things, first of all, we are a certified woman-owned business. We are a certified woman-owned small business. And we also are celebrating 40 years in business in Iberia Parish this year.
Yay! And how can they reach you?
They can reach me at Prologue. Our number is 337-364-9276 or via our website, www.prologue-inc.com.
And Mr. JD, I know you have definitely, we want to talk a little bit about pecans, right?
Well, we're just very fortunate that my family got in the pecan business in 1969, so we're celebrating our 52nd year in the pecan industry. But we're only celebrating about 3 years in downtown Main Street, New Iberia, which we're really proud to be a part of, the historic tax district, or the historic district, rather, of Iberia Parish on Main Street. So we're at the corner of Main and Jefferson in the old stage building, as people like to say around here. And we're just real excited about that space, and we have more plans to expand on it. We're about to get engaged in putting together a little pecan museum on Main Street. Who would have thought that would happen? But we're excited about bringing some more tourism to Main Street, and we think having a little museum to share our pecan culture would be something that people might find interesting. So we're looking forward to doing that. And other than that, we of course, have a full-servicing website, and we've got folks from all over the country that have really enjoyed our pecan wares, and we've just really enjoyed being a part of New Iberia this entire time. So it's been a special relationship.
Well, we all love pecans, and we all love Cane River. So
thank you for
being with us today. Janet, any last words from the chamber side?
Great show today. Thank you all for being with us. And to those folks in the audience who may not be with us at the chamber, join us. IberiaChamber.org, 364-1836. And as has been mentioned today, we'll do anything we can to help you grow your business. And also, JD, just a side note, you might want to put your truck in front of the your building. It could end up in a plein air painting. That would be kind of cool.
Hey, listen, that's a very, very good idea. I'll have to accidentally park it there on Saturday.
Yeah, you never know. And you may want to move it over in front of the Metal Sharks New Iberia sign on the bayou, too. That would make a cute background for it. So, yeah. Well, I mean, we've got so much going on. So much positive going on in Iberia Parish. We need more than 30 minutes sometime. Thanks for giving us a little extra time, Jeff.
Well, let me just say this real quick. I'd like to plug the mayor real quick, too, because I just think he's done a great job of trying to really put New Iberia's best foot forward. And we're very fortunate to have a hardworking mayor in Freddie. And not to cast any shadows on former mayors, but I just feel like we've got a lot of good energy going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be talking to the mayor later this year. We're saving that for a very special day on Positively Iberia. We've got plans for that. And as I mentioned at the top of the segment, next week we'll take a look at the state of the parish 1 year in, dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. And on that segment, we are going to look at where we've been, what's ahead, and even how resources right here at home have impacted the global response. People might not know. Our guests are going to include our parish president, M. Larry Richard, Dr. Tina Stefanski from the Region for Medical State Office of Public Health, and Jane Fontenot from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's New Iberia Research Center. This should be a remarkably interesting discussion. You won't want to miss it. And of course, you can always find out what's coming up with our programming and other announcement too by giving our Positively Iberia Facebook page a like and a follow. You can send us a message there if you have a story idea to share. And don't forget to tune in to News 15, our TV partner, and catch the Positively Iberia promotional spots. Before we go, thanks again to our panel, Daryl Johnson from LED and the CEO Roundtables, program grads and local business execs, Heidi Parker Martin from Prologue and J.D. Regard from Cane River Pecan, and our chambers, Janet Falk Gonzalez. Positively Iberia is produced by the Greater Iberia Chamber of Commerce in cooperation with Tesh Matters here on Kane 107.5 FM AM 1240, promotional partner News 15 KDNK LAF, and underwritten by the First National Bank of Generette. Later today, we'll share an In Case You Missed It post with the video of today's Zoom panel, the links to things we mentioned today, and a reminder of how to find the archive to this and other audio segments of Positively Iberia on the Kane1240.com website, where you can replay anytime on demand. Lastly, a little trivia for the week. It's officially daylight saving time, not savings, and it starts this Sunday in the wee hours. Don't forget to spring forward Saturday night before you go to bed, or you might be late for church or brunch on Sunday. And speaking of time, we already have a year invested in this, so please mask up always, sleeve up when it's your turn, stay safe, and remember, it's only getting better.